Israeli strike kills 5 Palestinians in West Bank, Ministry, date modified colon 2024-09-05T17:04:18.679Z, description colon The Israeli military says it targeted an Euro-Irm terrorist cell Euro in Tubas overnight, Israeli strike kills 5 Palestinians in West Bank, Ministry says, EPA. The Israeli military said it had struck an armed terrorist cell in a car in Tubas overnight. 5 Palestinian men have been killed in an Israeli airstrike in the north of the occupied West Bank, the Palestinian Health Ministry says. 2 others were injured when a car was hit in Tubas early on Thursday. Israel's military said it had struck an armed terrorist cell, and armed groups claimed the dead as fighters. Palestinian media also said a 16-year-old boy had been shot dead by Israeli forces in nearby Al-Farah refugee camp. The military said forces had killed a terrorist who was armed with an explosive device in an exchange of fire, and that a strike targeted others. For 9 days, Israeli forces have been raiding northern cities as part of what they say is a major counter-terrorism operation. So far, at least 36 Palestinians have been killed, including 21 from Jenin Governorate, 8 from Tubas, according to the Health Ministry. Most of the dead have been claimed by armed groups as members, but the ministry says several children are also among them, including a 16-year-old girl who was shot in her home near Jenin on Tuesday. One Israeli soldier has been killed during the fighting in Jenin, girl killed inside home as Israeli West Bank operation continues, families leave Jenin camp in Israel West Bank push. Israeli West Bank raid leaves destruction and determination in its wake, a statement from the Israel Defense Forces, IDF, said soldiers and Israel Prison Service forces began an operation in Tubas and Al-Farah camp on Wednesday night. It named one of the 5 men killed in the airstrike in Tubas as Mohammed Zakaria Zubidi, 21, and said he was a significant terrorist from the Jenin area. He was also the son of Zakaria Zubidi, the imprisoned former commander in Jenin of the Fatah movement's armed wing, the Al-Aqsa Martyrs Brigades, an alleged mastermind of a jailbreak in 2021. The Al-Aqsa Martyrs Brigades confirmed in a statement that Mohammed Zubidi and 4 other fighters were killed in what it called a treacherous Israeli strike. Palestinian news agency Wafa also cited Palestinian Red Crescent sources as saying on Thursday that its crews had transferred the body of 16-year-old boy, Majd Fida Abu Zaina, from Al-Farah camp to a hospital in Tubas. The sources said he was shot more than once by Israeli forces and that his body was dragged out of the camp by a military bulldozer, Reuters. A gunman fired into the air during the funeral of 4 of those killed in Tubas. The IDF said one of its aircraft had struck armed terrorists who hurled explosives and shot at the security forces during the operation in Al-Farah camp. In an exchange of fire, Israel Prison Service forces eliminated a terrorist who was armed with an explosive device, it added. The IDF provided no further details about the incidents, but it did release nighttime aerial surveillance footage that appeared to show an unidentified person throwing an object that explodes before a missile targets them. The Palestinian Health Ministry says 3 Palestinians have also been killed in the southern governorate of Hebron over the past 9 days. The Israeli military said one of them carried out a shooting attack that killed 3 Israeli police officers near Tarkamaya on Sunday. On Tuesday, Israel's Defense Minister Yoav Gallant said the IDF must use its full strength to combat what he called the resurgence of terrorism in the West Bank. There has been a spike in violence in the territory since Hamas's deadly attack on Israel on October 7 and the ensuing war in Gaza. Hundreds of Palestinians have been killed as Israeli forces have intensified their raids, saying they are trying to stem deadly Palestinian attacks on Israelis in the West Bank and Israel, Israel-Palestinian Territories West Bank.